Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Near-Death Experiences. True Stories of Near-Death Experiences. True Stories of Going to Heaven by Rachel Hopkins is a spiritually oriented collection of near-death experience. Accounts presented as true, first-hand stories. Rather than building a scientific case or a theological argument step by step, the book aims to immerse readers in personal narratives of people who report coming close to death, feeling separated from their bodies, and encountering what they describe as heaven. Across the accounts, the emphasis falls on emotional and spiritual qualities, overwhelming peace, unconditional love, joy, forgiveness, and a sense of returning home. The purpose is largely reassuring and inspirational, offering readers a consoling picture of death as a transition rather than an ending. By placing multiple testimonies side by side, the book invites readers to notice recurring motifs and to reflect on questions about the afterlife, meaning, and hope. It is positioned for general readers who want accessible stories rather than technical analysis. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, first-hand testimony is the book's primary method. The book is built around personal accounts, using narrative testimony as its main vehicle for exploring near-death experiences. Instead of treating NDEAs as data points to be analyzed, it treats them as lived stories meant to be heard and felt. That choice shapes how a reader engages with the subject. The credibility and impact come from the immediacy of the experiences and the emotional detail, not from controlled studies or formal debate. The recurring structure described in public summaries involves people facing death or a life-threatening moment, then reporting a vivid shift in awareness that includes leaving the body and being taken to a heavenly realm. By compiling multiple accounts, the book encourages comparison without requiring the reader to adopt a technical framework. For readers who are curious about what NDEs sound like from the inside, this approach provides direct exposure to the language people use to describe transcendence, safety, and awe. It also makes the book accessible, because readers do not need prior knowledge of psychology, medicine, or theology to follow the narratives. The stories function as invitations to consider possibility rather than proofs that demand agreement. Secondly, a consistent portrait of heaven as love, peace, and belonging. A central theme in the book's descriptions is the portrayal of heaven through affective qualities, unconditional love, deep peace, joy, and forgiveness. Public descriptions also highlight a repeated sense that heaven feels like home, a place where the experiencer feels they truly belong. This emphasis matters because it frames the afterlife not mainly as a distant doctrine, but as an atmosphere of relationship and acceptance. The accounts as presented focus less on complicated cosmology and more on how the encounter changes the experiencer's understanding of what is most real. By returning again and again to the idea of love that surpasses ordinary human experience, the collection aims to comfort readers who fear death or worry that the end of life is only loss. The portrayal of forgiveness also positions the heavenly realm as restorative rather than punitive in tone. Taken together, these recurring elements form a coherent emotional message. Even without a formal argument if heaven is real, it is characterized by safety, welcome, and an intensity of love that reorients a person's sense of self. Readers who respond to spiritual storytelling may find that this consistent portrait becomes the book's most persuasive feature. Thirdly, out-of-body awareness and the sense of being taken. Another prominent motif is the reported separation from the physical body and the feeling of being taken upward or guided toward heaven. In the book's framing, these elements underscore the idea that consciousness may continue independently of the body. The accounts described in public summaries often include a strong impression of movement away from ordinary perception, paired with heightened clarity or vividness, as though the experiencer is encountering a more fundamental reality. This kind of narrative can be especially compelling for readers because it does not simply claim an afterlife in abstract terms. It describes a sequence of perceptions that feels experiential and concrete. The theme of being taken also implies that the event is not self-generated wishful thinking in the moment, but an encounter initiated by something beyond the individual's control. At the same time, the book appears to present these stories as testimony rather than as medical evidence, leaving space for readers to interpret the reports through their own worldview. Whether a reader understands these episodes spiritually, psychologically, or metaphorically, the collection uses the out-of-body theme to keep attention on the boundary between life and death and on what people report when that boundary seems to thin. Fourthly, transformation after the experience, hope, and renewed purpose. The book's collection of accounts is presented not only as a description of a heavenly realm, but also as a record of how such experiences affect people afterward. Public summaries indicate that individuals often come back changed, carrying a renewed sense of hope, meaning, or purpose. This transformation theme is important because it gives the stories a practical dimension, the value is not only in what the experiencer claims to have seen, but in how the experience reshapes their approach to living. When a person reports encountering overwhelming love and belonging, that memory can function as a stabilizing reference point during later hardship or grief. It may also encourage a shift in priorities toward compassion, forgiveness, and a less fear-driven relationship to mortality. The book uses these after effects to reinforce its broader message that death is not merely an ending, and that life can be lived with a different emotional baseline when fear of annihilation loosens. For readers who have lost someone or who are facing illness, the emphasis on lasting change can be as meaningful as the descriptions of heaven itself. It suggests that the experiences are not treated as sensational events, but as turning points that influence everyday life. Lastly, addressing common questions about death and the afterlife, the book positions itself as an accessible response to familiar human questions. What happens when we die? What is heaven like? And can we know anything about an afterlife? Rather than answering through doctrine, it answers through stories, offering multiple testimonies that point toward similar conclusions. This approach can be especially appealing to readers who are exploring spirituality outside of formal religious study, because narratives can feel less abstract than philosophical claims. The repetition of themes like peace, love, and home creates a cumulative effect, implying a shared pattern that readers can evaluate for themselves. At the same time, the book does not appear to focus on debating skeptics or presenting a structured evidentiary case. Its strength is emotional clarity and directness it aims to reassure and inspire by presenting what people say they experienced. As a result, the book functions well as a starting point for reflection, conversation, or personal comfort, especially for those who want a hopeful lens on mortality. Readers looking for clinical detail or a rigorous survey of competing explanations may need other sources. But readers seeking a story-driven entry into the topic will find the book's question and answer promise fulfilled through lived accounts. In conclusion, this book best fits readers who want an intimate, story-centered introduction to near-death experiences and a hopeful portrayal of heaven. Those drawn to spirituality, the afterlife, and personal testimony will likely appreciate its straightforward purpose to present accounts of people who report leaving their bodies and encountering a realm defined by love, peace, joy, forgiveness, and belonging. It can also serve readers in grief or anxiety about death, not by offering technical certainty, but by providing narratives that frame dying as transition and emphasize comfort rather than fear. The practical benefit is largely emotional and reflective. The stories invite contemplation of what matters, encourage openness to forgiveness and compassion, and may help some readers hold mortality with less dread, compared with many books in the NDE category that either argue a case, interpret experiences through a particular theology, or focus on research and typologies. This one appears to stand out through its emphasis on accessibility and the cumulative impact of multiple simple testimonies. It does not ask the reader to master concepts first. It asks the reader to listen. For an audience seeking inspiration, reassurance, and a consistent picture of heaven as home, that directness is the book's main appeal. If you would like to support Rachel Hopkins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.